before unbeaten, and we've got some momentum back, and we've got to keep that going. Now it's a period of the season where we've got to get as many points as we can as quickly as we can to try and just ease ourselves at the back end of the season if we can, and make sure we're mathematically safe before going into sort of like the last game. But I think if you'd have said to us at the beginning of the season, before a ball was kicked, we'd be where we'd be, we'd take that at this moment in time. But we need luck in these last 13 games as well. We need luck with injuries. We need luck with some decisions. Like I said, we've had one penalty all season. In the last probably five or six games, we've always had a penalty that, you know, in our eyes, is a penalty and we haven't had them. But you do. You need luck along the way as well. It's not just the actual football.
So competitive down there at this moment, isn't it? You look at Rochdale, who are bottom of the league and five games in hand over some teams above them. And then when two teams play each other, like they did last night, like they will do this weekend, who are in and around those places, it's quite good, isn't it, knowing that they can't both win?
But also, you see the quality. You're talking about Rochdale there, and they go and draw with Tottenham. You look at the other wonderful result on Monday with Wigan doing absolutely brilliant and beating Manchester City. It just shows you the quality in this league, and that's the top and the bottom. You know, we were talking about Wigan and we're talking about Rochdale. I joked with Paul Cook and Liam Richardson the other night when they beat them, because now they know how the rest of us feel not having the ball when they're playing.
I remember you saying to me a couple of weeks ago, I can't wait to see how Wigan do against Man City because of the way they play.
Yeah, exactly. And it was brilliant for League One to see them actually go out and perform and beat Manchester City. It was just brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant for our league, and absolutely delighted for them, and they deserve all the credit they get, because they hung in there and they battled ever so hard and won the game.
And to a degree, does it show what a job your players did there last week to go there and win by 2-0 when they can do that?
Well, it certainly should give our players a lot of confidence from that, and it did. I think, you know, it was important that we backed that up on Sunday. And okay, we didn't get the 3 points, but I was adamant that we got something from the game. I really stressed that to the players, and I was delighted with the count that they did. And now it sets us up nicely to go on a long journey to Portsmouth and have a right good go at them. And it would be a hell of an atmosphere there, because you know, they get good crowds, and I went on Tuesday night to Fleetwood. That was handy having that game there. And I have to say, the Portsmouth fans, the numbers that they came in on Tuesday night to come there, they deserve everything that they get, because that's an unbelievable effort that they made on Tuesday night. Brilliant for those supporters.
Really young side, aren't they? I think the oldest player on the pitch was 26 for Portsmouth the other night. I was told Christian Burgess, who played at the back for them. That's quite a young 11, isn't it?
Yeah, like I say, we see ourselves as being a young side. But on Tuesday night, like you said, there was a lot of youngsters out there for them, but they were good enough and they were performed well. And whenever you come across a Kenny Jackett team, you always know they're going to be a good footballing team that are very well organised, and they were on the night.